There might be some things we go over today that you've heard many times, but I'm finding that as it is that feeding, and I know that people that Brother Hagin was, you know, of course he's gone on to be with the Lord, but he was the one that had such an amazing effect with the healing message and healing anointing, and he said he fed on faith and healing every day. And so there's, you know, I have a hibiscus right now that is just in the point where the buds are just everywhere. And so I know that this, even though it's been really important that I've watered it, right now I am watching that plant and making sure it gets watered. And so sometimes there's even seasons in our life where some truths are watered, and I'll find that I'll feed myself on this area with healing, and then I'll catch myself getting really busy and not feeding on it as much. And you don't want to ever get into works, but there are certain laws of things. There's laws in nature, there's natural laws, and there's spiritual laws. And we know that the feeding of spiritual things, because especially when you have an issue in your body, it is speaking to you. It's painting a picture to you. And so you have to be painting that other picture. And so that's what I would say this morning. I will say, is we're going to have the watering can. And I just laughed because when I came into the church, the girls were out watering the flowers with a watering can. And Brother Hagin had said that he thought one of the most detrimental things with faith was the fact that people would get into the word, but they wouldn't continue to water it. So it's just taking, and sometimes when you're watering it, you're just taking something, and we may go on a scripture and just kind of sit on it for a little bit. You know, because it's getting that truth in our hearts. Because you know so well when something is, I think when you come into some of these things too, you believe it in your head. You know, I can remember even like there's people that believe in God. They really truly believe in God, and they have an honor for God. But, you know, it's not until you get that revelation knowledge that Jesus died for you, you know, and you actually take that action and receive him into your heart. And I can see that, especially with healing, I think you can mentally agree with it, mentally assent with it, but it's getting it deep in your heart. And so, besides being a watering can, the other thing I want to do this morning is I want us all just to get the paintbrush out. You know, because whatever our image is in our heart with healing, or even within our own lives with healing, the Holy Spirit is the one who leads us and guides us into all truth. He's always wanting to paint the fullness of redemption in every area of our lives on our heart. And I think that it's really good when we can just be so honest. You know, in honesty doesn't mean that it's negative. But sometimes, you know, you can have something that you're dealing with, and it is trying to paint a picture. And you may not be telling anybody else, you know, about it. But as you recognize and just say, and let the Holy Spirit come, you know, get these truths more and more in our hearts. Because we realize that we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. And healing starts on the inside. Everything we have, healing is spiritual. Spiritual things are even more real than natural things. Spiritual things made natural things. And when we always are trying to, when we're trying to get everything through our minds, when we're trying to look at everything on the outside to see the progress, then we stay in the natural realm. And so it's just that painting the pictures and painting truths. And so one thing I wanted to probably be a foundation this morning, even though we're going to go on many different areas, is Hebrews 13:8. When it says that Jesus Christ, he's always the same. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm sure that as we would talk about that, every single one of us would say, yes, we know that. But as, you know, as we meditate on that, we're saying, Jesus Christ, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. But I can take that another step, and I can see him healing people. Every one of the Gospels and what he did in healing. And I can let that truth penetrate in my heart. So you know what? He's the same. He's alive today, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, he is active in the spirit realm as the healer. And so we receive him as our Savior. It's receiving him as healer. But I can let that truth penetrate more and more in my heart as I say, you know what? He is the same. He's the same. Sometimes we'll say things and we'll say, well, of course I know he's the same. Yeah. But it's taking that paintbrush and recognizing he never turned anyone away. Yeah. He never once said, you made a wrong choice. You could have changed and done this a certain way. And it says, too, that the Holy Spirit, it says he's the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit knows what lies are trying to come to us, what area are trying to defeat us. And so when we let the Holy Spirit have Jesus be still so alive, and he's the same. He's the same today as he was then. Sometimes because we can't see something in the natural, we can you know how that is. We're just natural beings. But when I know he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, that reality of him as the healer, and I can worship him as the healer, I can receive him as the healer, I can see him. He went by and he touched this one. He touched this one. He touched this one. Hallelujah. He touched this one. He touched this one. Everywhere his touch went, the devil had to flee. And we know that Jesus, when he took the curse on his body, he set us free. And the glorified Jesus, hallelujah, that anointing, that life of God, and where that life of God is, death cannot stay. That's one of the things that says the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. And as I let Jesus, the victor, the one who's full of life, who is the healer, penetrate my thoughts, as I let the Holy Spirit lead me and guide me into all truth, you know, I'll have to just recognize once in a while, you know what, I'm an unbelief on this. Or I won't, maybe not unbelief has not saturated. The unbelief is trying to take on my canvas of my heart where it's so beautifully painted and just throw some dust on it. And so you can tell that sometimes you can be rich and then something try to happen and a thought will come. And that's why it says taking down captivity, those thoughts. It's that part of refusing. And that's one thing. Have you noticed that with, because we haven't always been here. When Pastor Mary, I'll hear a theme with her. And it'll be that refuse. Refuse that. Refuse that. Refuse that. Refuse that. And the more that we even recognize that Jesus is alive, he's the same, that the healing power is still flowing, that the life of God is flowing, every cell and every tissue of our bodies receives life, every organ in our body, the blood in our body receives life. And as Jesus refused to have, he said, that woman, remember, she had been bound 18 years. Can you imagine a person and you have looked at the ground for years and years and years? She had been bound. And didn't Jesus say she's a seed of Abraham? Should she not be loosed? And she stood up and she went from looking at everything in the natural. She went from looking at everything that would have been her symptoms, everything that kept her earthbound, and Jesus loosed her and she was able to look up. So we recognize that even with instant healings, how vital it is that the building process continue to be in these truths, so that if Satan comes back with the symptoms come back or something else comes, it's like we have these truths built in us. I know Brother Hagin had shared, you know, that many times the healings are lost in a counterattack. And so it's having these truths in us so strong. And, you know, and I think what it is, sometimes what one person is dealing with is harder than maybe what somebody else is. And so what it is, where we all come together in faith, and we all come together refusing. We had a time in our lives where we were standing for family members, and we recognized different people have different levels of authority, but we started refusing. And I think Mary's really helped me with refusing generational things.
Amen. Yep.
You know, there's a lot that, and I had a wonderful family, but genetically it wasn't the greatest being passed on to me. And I'm getting smarter. When my sister's about 16 years older than I am, and when if she starts to have something, my head's up here like, okay, no. And there is a refusing. And so, but how do we refuse if these things are not built in us? Because we cannot refuse just mentally. So I want us to go through. And today, as we're honest and just say, Lord, I thank you that the Spirit of truth is revealing all truth. He's painting a picture on my heart, the canvas on my heart. I thank you as I'm painting these truths in my heart that unbelief has no place, that fear has no place. And right now, in the name of Jesus, if there's any spirit of fear in any of us, about this realm, that spirit of fear is broken. I know that Mark Hankins, when Trina first got the report that she had an inoperable brain tumor, the very first thing he said, because they were given all these options, going to go here, go here, go here, and he goes, I'm not sure what all we're going to do, but he says, I know the one thing I'm not going to do. I'm not going to fear. I'm not going to fear. I'm not going to fear. And when we break that power of the fear, then the truth, and I think what it is, we have to be very honest when we start to have any thoughts come in any realm. You know what I'm saying? That's defeat. That's discouragement. That's darkness. We don't try to use mind power over them, but we become very honest of getting into the truth. One thing I love about it is with the Word of God, and we could spend a long time on that, and that foundation's been set here so well. But when you know the integrity of the Word of God, and that's one thing that we have to work with people sometimes, if they don't really know that the God and His Word are the same, and you get that that integrity. I believe that's one thing that's being quickened right now in the body of Christ. We're hearing, like, the people that are over us in the ministry and different ones, they are. It's like a wake up call, again. Okay, if the Word says it, that's the truth. If the Word says it, that's the truth. If the Word says it, I accept it, and that settles it. When a person, and I think, you know, when you come into these things, you know, I think what it is just, you just know that there's all that part of growing. And there's a rest in the growing. Sometimes if it's a bigger mountain, we think, oh my gosh, I got to grow overnight. No, Josh brought that so well. He said, the success comes in the building the truth, building the truth, building the truth in your heart. And so, because if we're trying to get it, I don't know if any of you have ever been there. I was there at some time, you know, because even though you'd hear it was done 2,000 years ago, it's already done. It's past tense. All of these things are past tense. But human nature, if we're not careful, we can still be trying to get it. And then if we're trying to get it, then we always think, if I just confess one more scripture. If I, you know, there was a time when we would meet people and the Word of God was almost a sword to them in the wrong way. They had said so many confessions out of work, so many confessions, if I just say one more confession. But we know it. We have to be speaking the truth. But it's a part of what we see. You know, it's what do we see? Because you could be saying all the right things, but what do you see? And that's where you let the Holy Spirit come in and he paints the picture. Because now you have to, every one of us, you look in your heart and you say, what do you see? Do we see ourselves well? Do we see ourselves healed? Do we see that whatever it is has to go? And that's why we keep painting the picture. Brother Hagin ministered, and I'll probably mention a lot because that's where I feed a lot, is he talked to this one lady. She was 92. She was an evangelist, and she'd done all these mighty things for God. And she got this stomach cancer, and so she almost looked like a pregnant woman, and she just wanted to go on because she'd had this for almost 2 years, and she had done a great work for God. And Brother Hagin says, oh, don't do that. God won't get any glory in that. If you want to go on home, but let Jesus heal you first. And so then he told her, he said, you start seeing yourself with that stomach flat. You start seeing yourself being able to preach again. You know, you start seeing yourself, you know, doing things you used to do. Now we recognize with that comes feeding on the word. You know, because Brother Hagin said that was where the Holy Spirit gave him the pivotal turn, because he said because he didn't have anyone else to help him. And he had all those doctors tell him there was no hope. And in the natural, there wasn't. And he was real honest. He said he'd see the funeral. He'd see the songs being played. He would see them, the coffin. You know, the devil, I mean, he was in bed all the time, and the devil would paint this picture. And the Holy Spirit helped him. And the Holy Spirit started to turn on that, and he goes, what would you do if you were well? He said, I'd be preaching. He started seeing himself preaching. He started, even though it was laborious, he would get sermons together. He would see himself of what he would be doing well. And that's what the Holy Spirit will do as we put these truths in us. You know, I have to work with this because I'm not supposed to be in the sun at all. And I've had some horrendous treatments. You know, and I've had great treatments and had victory and gave all the praise reports, and then had to go back and have a terrible treatment. And that fear can get to be like, oh, I'm in the sun, I don't have sunscreen. And you can start to already visualize this terrible treatment. And then you start to recognize what's happening. Okay, so I right now, I'm using sunscreen. I watch what I do, but I have a scripture that the sun shall not smite me. You know, I have to see myself that, you know, because Dennis and I have an invitation now to go to Thailand, and I don't know. You know, and I told you when we came back from Mexico, I'm never going back to the third world country, to that heat where I'm dripping, you know. I'm never going back. You know, of course, it's kind of like childbirth. It's getting easier to think about it. But then I have got to weigh this. You know, can I go to a country? You know, where am I at in my faith? And so the Lord will show us these things, but I can sometimes see somebody with beautiful skin and just, oh, look at that. But see, then that's showing me where I'm at. So then what it is, I found scriptures, and you start standing on that. Because, you know, and so that you're feeding these truths in your heart. And so it's like we tell people that had diabetes, don't stop taking your insulin. You know, just keep believing God and using less and less or whatever. And anytime there's something that so is controlling you, it has a voice. You know, my skin can say, don't you dare go anywhere in the sun without 55 plus sunscreen on. Well, there's a wisdom for all of us in this day. But is it out of fear? Or is it like, no, I thank you, Lord, I'm healed. I'm putting the sunscreen on. I'm not going to be foolish. But it's not going to have a voice to me. It wants to, these things want to have a voice, and this voice wants to control us on everything we could say or do or what we see. So as we start to do this, I have in big letters, I see myself being able to go to any country I need to go to. I see myself being able to do this. And then you know what I'll have to do? I have to feed on these things because I can see it, and then I can see that unbelief starting to come in. But I think there's a part with everything like this. We used to be, remember, I don't know if any of you were in here in the very early days, though, when people did stupid stuff. You know, somebody got healed because they stepped on their glasses, you know, so everybody took off their glasses and stepped on them. Was anybody else in any meetings like that? Okay, so you hear testimonies and people doing something, trying to make something happen. So that's where we talk about the paintbrush, this word of truth, this living Jesus who is alive and who is our healer, painting these truths on our heart and so establishing that we're healed. I love going over some of these scriptures now, and it's like, oh, I'm redeemed from the curse. I am the seed of Abraham. But you can tell. You can tell when it's getting in you, and you can tell when you're just doing an exercise. Yeah. And I'll have to catch myself, because usually if you're just going through this dun-da-dun-da-dun, aren't you? And you get through, and then you recognize, okay, Lord, thank you. We'll start over. And you go back, and you start, and it really is true. It is so true. It is so true. It is so true. There's no other way than the meditation of going over something and chewing on it and chewing on it till it gets on the inside of us. You will know when something starts to get inside of you and you see it, there's an assurance. There's not a hesitancy.
That's right.
When it starts to become more truth. And so, and you would think from the look of some of my books that I wouldn't have to ever be in this again. But, you know, you ever have a book or you have a Bible that it's, you just love it? Dennis cannot, he just cannot be in this book because it's so marked up. He just says, Leanne, why don't you just take and underline every sentence and then just have it done. And then it even got wet, totally wet, and I had to take a fan and page by page dry it. But this book has been, it's not the easiest one to read. But the man who did this, didn't he? And the truths that are in here are so wonderful. He will go through, and there's such truth in here for every area for faith. And sometimes I'll kind of have a hard time getting back in this book. It gets a little harder, and then I'll find when I get in it, it's like, oh, this is so good. This is so good. The anointing that's on this book, the truth. And that's the thing that I would say, find some things that feed you. It may not be the same thing as somebody else. But now this is another one, as you can probably tell, this health food devotional. And I would recommend anyone in any situation of getting this. Because Brother Hagin, again, he wrote, this was taken from when he first started doing healing school in, I think, 79. And the difference with some books is there's an anointing that comes off the page just because of what was going on was presented. Dennis, when he almost cannot read Wigglesworth or Lake before he goes to bed, I almost won't let him. He will get so stirred up. These men carried this anointing from God, and it was so real to them. They lived it. They're not giving information. It's not secondhand. And when John G. Lake, when he has these things on his books or Wigglesworth or things like this book, I told Dennis, it seems like you read this and the anointing just comes off the page. And it can be like I can read a couple lines out of this and I'll go, oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. And Brother Hagin said he fed on faith and healing every day. And he'll just talk about, he refers all the time like the devil, you know, the devil never stopped trying to kill him all of his life. Even though he had those great victories many, many times, the death would try to come back on him. And he would, and the devil said, you're not getting it this time. And one time, you know, he even just started laughing, and he says, I'm not going to try to get it. He says, Jesus already did that. I got it. So these truths that he has when he's saying them, in this, it just comes off the page. And then there's another book that has just been a great blessing to me, and it's called God's Healing Word, and this is the testimony with Trina Hanks. And I think that she is so practical in the way she gives it. So, she comes back the same thing, that because she had the Word in her, that it rose up. And she talks, it's really good, because she talks about the struggle she had when she was young. She had asthma, an allergy severely. And she said that her dad many nights would be, you know, had to pray, and she had to take asthma medicine. And she said she almost gave up on the healing thing. You know, when people have gone and had prayer one more time, or they've done one more thing, and it's like, oh, just forget it. So she almost gave up on it. And she said then she heard a tape about how Jesus had already done these things. And she said that she continued, like with these healing scriptures, and she, that seed grew stronger and stronger. And then one night, she, the Lord, Holy Spirit showed her it was a spirit of infirmity. See, that leading of God showed her it was a spirit of infirmity. And man, she got mad. She told that spirit of infirmity, off her body, out of this house, and it was gone. And she said, winning that battle, then when it came time, when they said, I mean, there was no hope for her. And they were already telling Mark, you know, all of the scenario, like, you know, other things you could try. And Mark, he said that they praised God a lot. They praised God a lot. And originally, I thought that was what I was going to teach this morning. And I that's what I studied, and that's the what notes I had was on praise. But then I recognized that was just a piece of it. I wanted to stir up some of what I'm doing today is not teaching you. I'm stirring. We're just watering. We're just painting. Hallelujah. Because he's the healer. And by his stripes, we were healed. And we are redeemed from the curse. And we'll live all of our days. And the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, he has set us free from the law of sin and death. Jesus, when he died on that cross, he broke the power of sickness over our lives. And we are free in every area of our lives. Hallelujah. So Trina, she talks about this in her book. And then at the end, Mark has a CD. And he goes through all the different translations of all the different healing scriptures. So, this, of course, the CD we have for this is at home. And we've had these, and I'm sorry, I wish I could have them to say we're going to try to get some more of these available, because we won't even have one in our hands until there'll be somebody we'll meet. And it'll be like, oh, you can, you know, take this. And and Mark, when he gives those scriptures over and over, he goes kind of fast, but I'm finding that it's like anything else. If you're doing 20 other things, you can't get it. But if you stop and listen to it. And so I'm just finding that there's no replacement of finding something that feeds you in this area. And then a lot of it, then, you know, I just am amazed when I just say the power of God's working in me. Let's all say that. The power of God is working in me. The healing power of God is working in me.
The healing power of God is working in me.
Let's say this for a minute. Jesus is my healer.
Jesus is my healer.
By his stripes.
By his stripes.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
Let's stay with us a little bit. I'm redeemed from the curse.
I'm redeemed from the curse.
Let's say it again. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. That's right. We're redeemed. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He healed when he walked on the earth. He's healing now. His healing power is in this room.
His healing power is in this room.
We receive the life of God.
We receive the life of God.
Into every cell.
Yes. Every cell,
every tissue,
every tissue,
every organ of our bodies.
We refuse
to let sickness
dominate
our lives.
We see ourselves free
from sickness.
We rule over our bodies.
From the top of our head to the tip of our toes. The healing power of God.
The life of God
is penetrating. No death can stay in my body.
No death can stay in my body.
No destruction can stay in my body.
No destruction can stay in my body.
No curse can stay in my body.
No curse can stay in my body.
My body brings glory to God.
My body brings glory to God.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.